Please join us for our next live online workshop, Integrating Mind and Heart, April 3rd through 6th of 2024.
This is an experiential, active workshop designed to engage you in brain states that promote relational learning.
If you want to get closer, say the things that usually go unspoken and trust each other and yourself to get through the hard moments. This is the workshop for you.
Go to whitestmypartner.com to learn more and register.
Before we jump into today's conversation, let's take a moment to acknowledge our amazing sponsor, the Academy of Therapy Wisdom.
Oh my gosh, we love this platform.
They're the place I go now for all my CEUs.
Stay tuned for a special offer at the end of the show.
Welcome to the Why Does My Partner podcast.
I'm Jules.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Rebecca. We're your hosts. We're also couples therapists and messy humans bumbling through our own relationships every day.
We met at a training, and our secret sauce is that we and our partners became fast friends. Between us, we have more than 40 years of experience holding hard relational questions with our clients. We're going to bring those questions here.
And together, we're going to take a stab at answering those questions. This podcast is not a substitute for couples therapy. If something you hear in this podcast stirs something deep within you about your relationship, reach out to a couples therapist in your area.
We also love to hear your questions, so don't forget to go over to whydoesmypartner.com to leave a question of your own. Here's today's question.
Welcome back. This is Jules.
This is Vicky.
And this is Rebecca. And today's question, why does my partner interrupt me?
His partner's name is Jules.
I was like, is Adam actually sending this question? Because the answer I love is, I cannot seem to stop myself and also deeply enjoy it. And if only you would interrupt me more too. I love it. I actually, you know what it is? I love like the intellectual bantery. Like some of this is, why do I fit in on the East Coast so well? So I'm not from anywhere really. I moved a ton as a kid. I have a lot of different history living in lots of different parts of the country. But for a while I lived in New York City and I loved it because people talk over each other when they're excited.
We do.
I was like, finally, my people, you get me.
Yeah, it's the thing though, right? It's like, I got energy about this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I have the energy too.
Yeah.
And then you interrupt me right back. And it's like, okay, so it's totally possible. And this has actually been studied where you get different cadences in different parts of the world in different context, right? So
I'm like, can we go into the different voices also during this? That makes sense.
Darling, if you need me to do a different voice, I can do that. I will do it.
Hey, now don't you get me started. Now I got a lot of different people in my family from a lot of different places in the world, and so I got a lot of history with different.
Yes, but so cadence shows up in a lot of different ways, right? Like, because we can draw things out while we're talking, and then
there's natural like pause, right? Yeah. So like for people on the West Coast here in the States, for example, there's a more natural pause between ends of sentences. Where on the East Coast, there's not. That. This has actually been studied.
I know you've told me that. I still remember it. And I grew up in California.
Yeah. So the natural pace of that California, Washington State has a little bit of a slower pace in talking, but also a little bit of a slower pace in like that moment between when somebody stops talking and the next person talks could be 3 to 5 seconds, which for me is an ocean of time.
It's forever.
Yes. Like, dude, why didn't you come in while I was still talking?
Because that's really the only way to do it, because then you know that there's like a flow.
This is what
inside,
I'm talking about.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I do want to, it's funny because no one would know this because it was behind the scenes, but from before our first podcast, Jules not begged me, but asked me, and Becca, you too, but she asked, you guys need to interrupt me.
Yeah.
Jules has been telling us this behind the scenes since day one.
Because
and I didn't know
just,
that it was.
It's been a very explicit contract between us.
Yeah.
It's been a very explicit contract.
Very.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. I want you to.
But also,
it's
I think
an explicit
part of
contract
this...
with my husband. He doesn't like it when I do that.
But I think part of it too has to do with not just cadence of speech, but cadence of thought. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, mm-hmm. Jules, the more I get to know you, the more I witness how quickly your brain works and moves from here mm-hmm. to there to there to there to there. And yeah. my brain has done stuff like that throughout my life. And people who are close to me have called it the Becca train, right? Mm-hmm. So you can either hop mm-hmm. on the Becca train or not hop on the Becca train. But the Becca train is probably going to take you to 7 different places before we land. Before we get to wherever we're going.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can be tangential. I'll go
it's
on
really
all those
tangential,
separate
but
things,
it's also kind of quick and it
fast.
Doesn't really slow yeah. down, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so
not
I'll go
fast.
From here to there to there to there to there to there to there. Yeah. And if you don't have the endurance to stay with me on that train, I can be yeah. exhausting. But I'm not mm-hmm. exhausting to Jules. And Jules is not exhausting to me. Right. But
yeah.
But also we have this agreement around interrupting, yeah. which helps to pace things so that we stay with each other.
Well, yeah. the truth is people have different brain speeds. So this is about how fast the electricity is running in your brain. And that's a DNA thing. You're born with anywhere on the spectrum from super fast to super slow. And slow does not mean dumb.
I really want to hit home on this. It's just how fast the electricity is running. Mine is not this fast.
Oh, God, no. And that's fine. So
I can keep up with you guys, but my brain doesn't do it the way yours does.
Yeah. Totally. So there's gifts. There's tons and tons of gifts in fast processing, and there's tons and tons of gifts in slower processing speeds. Mm-hmm. People who have slower processing speeds usually come to really deep synthesizing information by the time their brain actually gets through the data and can find things and nuances that people who are running fast miss all the time. So this has nothing mm-hmm. to do with intelligence at all. If, however, you are a faster partner with a slower partner, as far as the electricity goes, mm-hmm. right? The fast one can slow down, the slow one cannot pick up. It's not physically possible.
That makes sense.
Say it again. It's just not physically possible.
Yeah, it's just not physically possible. So if my husband's electricity runs a little bit slower than mine, I can slow down, but he cannot speed up. That's not physically. So when I say slow down, I don't actually mean that I'm slowing it down. That's not what's happening. What's happening, so I can't change the electricity speed in my brain any more than he can in his brain. But what mm-hmm. is possible is that I could have a thought, say it out loud, and then stop. And my thoughts are still going, but I could stop my mouth from keeping going. So it's not actually that I'm slowing down the electricity in my brain. It's more that I'm choosing to pause to let the genius of his brain come in and give more information about, that's his way of mm-hmm. thinking about the world, which is totally different than my way. And that's great. So if you're the interrupting partner, I'm calling myself out and in this moment, slow down, especially if it's driving your partner crazy. Honey, I'm very sorry. I really am working on it. You'll have to let me know later if it's getting any better. I really am. I am consciously attempting to stop. But I think there's also, so we have cadence of speed of thought. We have cadence in terms of like, where were you? Were you in more of a collectivist space growing up? Mm-hmm. Were you in a really individualist space growing up? What areas of the country have you lived in? What areas of the world have you lived in? All this is going to be part of it. So you've got processing speed differences. You've got people who interrupt because of excitement. They're not interrupting because they want to talk over you. They're interrupting you to share and delight in what you're saying. And that's the way they're expressing it. And of course, you've got the people who just want their way. And so some of them are interrupting you because they don't want to hear you.
And then there's also folks who are interrupting because they're afraid of forgetting the thing, right? Like they don't trust themselves to hold the memory, the piece of holding on to this idea. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
So neurodivergence is where we're going in.
we're kind of walking into that world. So for those who maybe you have ADHD and your working memory actually is not that great and you cannot depend on it to hold the thought for 5 more seconds. If you held the thought for 5 more seconds, it gone. Mm-hmm. That's actually definitely something I experience inside is that my working memory actually isn't good enough to keep the thought. I have to write it down if I'm going to remember to swing back, and then half the time I don't know what my note means.
I have to write it down.
Like, I don't know what this
I
was.
I have no idea.
I have to write it down with cues for myself so that I have an understanding of what direction I was moving in. Because if I don't do that, then I lose it. But if I take the time to do that, I've lost the conversation where the other person's talking. Totally. I can't do both.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, if I'm going to pause to take a note, I actually need you to pause with me.
Yeah. Totally, because I can't actually do the note and hear you.
Right, I can't do both. But then, like in my relationship, if my partner has to pause so I can write something down, he loses it too, and he doesn't necessarily write it down. So then we get in like it. You know, there. It's like I think here's the thing that I'm thinking a lot about. I'm thinking about how much so many 40 and 50 somethings, 30, 40, 50 somethings, are like later in life getting diagnosed with different forms of neurodivergence, right? It's like we're learning about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I'm starting to think more and more, the more of my friends I talk to, the more like myself, there's more and more of us that are seeing ourselves somewhere on the spectrum and seeing it in our kiddos and learning like, oh, there's different ways our brain works. And it's almost like, well, maybe there's no such thing as neurotypical.
Yeah, maybe, I was thinking that, wondering that.
Maybe there's no such thing as neurotypical. But we haven't really taken the time to figure out like, oh, how does my brain work? Right? And this is like such a big part of being in relationship. Because it's one of our one of the ways that we're probably going to be different than each other.
But I love that word you introduced me to, Rebecca, neurospicy.
Yeah.
Like, which version of neurospicy are you?
Yeah.
And it's probably not the same as your partner. And those differences can lead to adaptations of various kinds. And interrupting might be one of those.
Totally.
Including, like, you know, I talked about it on the podcast before. I organize my pantry incredibly well. It's because I cannot find it unless it is in the right spot.
There's have we way noticed I have my bookshelf?
Your bookshelf is color-coded.
Yeah, it's like color coordinated, right? Why? Yeah. Do we want to know why?
Because I remember you can locate anything.
Because you remember the books by the color that they are. I remember the color
of their spine.
Of the binding. Yeah, the binding.
The binding.
Yeah.
That is because
the binding doesn't always match the actual book.
See, I could never find any of the books. See, we're neurospicy in different ways.
Totally different. Right? Now, if we were going to like
I could never find any of those books.
Right. If we were going to share a space together, right? And this is how I find books. And you find books by, I don't know, the piles that you keep them in or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's why
that I keep them in.
The piles that you keep them in.
I just pointed my camera at the piles that I keep them in.
They are literally piles.
So now, your version and my version, neither version is wrong. They're different, but they're not wrong.
My version is how they're related to each other.
Yeah.
So I know this stack
has to do with
this.
How they're related to, like, those are the red ones, and those are the yellow ones.
But not by, like, subject matter.
No. Yeah.
No.
Amazing.
No.
Minor alphabetical order by the title I wish they had.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Wait.
So if you don't like the title, you rename it. And then you have to remember that title, but it's not on the book. And you have to alphabetize it by the one that you named it. But what if you forget it?
And Gabe's head exploded when I told him that. He's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, yes, because I'll put a shout out. My friend Father Chris wrote a book, and I think it's called The Way of the Warrior Saint, but I think it should be called Crucifixional Living because that's what he talks about. So it's under C for crucifixional, but it's not called that.
That is amazing.
Absolutely.
And by the way,
hysterical.
Here we go.
I love version. You. I love another you.
Totally. Another version of NeuroSpicy right now. Hello, high verbal processor who does not forget words like that. I knew exactly what that word meant. This is what the title of the book should be. Hello, high verbal processor who would never forget a concept like that. Whereas that would make no sense to me, and there's no way I could remember that made up title twice. I can't even remember the one that's written down twice. I do remember right. that the
this
book
is why
this
I, need the color. I need the color. I need the color. The color will take me because see, I'm the a color. Felt yeah, sense I kind of person.
Exactly.
And I remember things like, well, it was red. When it totally. Was in my, or here's this is the thing. I'm loving audiobooks lately. Do you know why I'm loving audiobooks so much?
Mm.
Because I go, oh, let's see. They were talking about such and such when I was walking by the tree on the road that with the black yeah. acorns that fell in the ground.
Wow.
That's how I remember details.
This is awesome.
Amazing.
May I yeah. interrupt us?
Please
Speaking
interrupt
of an
us.
Interruption.
Yeah.
Podcast.
This is how you go on a trail, though.
This is now
this was a train.
Seeing,
we just went on a train.
We just went on a train. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the reasons why, but I think we've missed one of the big ones and I want to make sure we hit it. There could be history for your partner mm-hmm. that makes it highly adaptive for them to interrupt. So it could be maybe they got interrupted a lot or their house had fast talkers in it, or maybe they have some pain mm-hmm. around not feeling heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like a jump into sharing my truth because I'm afraid people won't hear it. That's a possibility.
I'm also that catching makes sense. Another piece right now
uh-huh.
that I hadn't thought about until it just played out with us.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a train. How did we get yeah. off the train?
Somebody interrupted us.
And what did that interruption do? It brought us where? Back to the question.
Right.
How many, between mm-hmm. the three of us, mm-hmm. we're doing this in our office every day. We interrupt mm-hmm. people we work with
yeah.
to mm-hmm. bring them back to focus. Why mm-hmm. does my partner interrupt me? It could be we lost
to keep
focus.
Us on focus.
Yeah.
I'm actually really interested yeah, in the thing. Mm-hmm. So all of this is to say, I don't know if you can catch this, listeners, but I am thinking there's 1,000 reasons why your partner right. could it be have an interrupting habit. And if you are curious about it, you could, one, really do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself really well so you can show up in curiosity and actually ask him about it. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I'm thinking, though, is if it's hard for you to be interrupted, if it feels for you, if it's coded as rude or like you don't matter or like they're undervaluing you, then my hope is that you can share that with your partner and they can move into some deep empathy and compassion for how whatever it is that's happening in them is affecting you so that you all can find probably imperfect ways mm-hmm. of making agreements that probably, you know, especially if it's a neurodivergence thing or if it's like a speed thing, that is probably not going to be perfect, but could get better.
Yeah.
Right. So this feels mm-hmm. like maybe a meta conversation time or like a deeper sharing, deeper vulnerability conversation time of like, you probably don't know this, but when this happens, here's what it's like for me.
I'm hoping the partner can hear it.
Yeah.
Hopeful.
And if your partner is moving into defensiveness, then we can just be curious about that. You know, when you do bring it up, like, oh, what's scary or hard about this, hun? When I talk about how this lands for me, what's scaring or hurting you right now? Which is a great go-to question, by the way.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love mm-hmm. the question, but I also love using it in this way right here because it's not leaving your partner, it's staying with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have to let these differences drive us apart.
Mm-hmm.
We could actually meet each other through them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Good place to end us for today?
Yeah.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. I've heard that one. It's one of my favorites. Love that.
That's one of my kids' favorite ones.
I love that one too.
I could not. That was awesome. On that note,
take care.
We'll see you all next time.
Bye. Bye.
That wraps up this week's episode. Join us again next week for another Why Does My Partner?
We hope that you continue to listen wherever you get your audio and that you'll follow the show.
To go deeper, join us at one of our workshops. You'll find our next date at whydoesmypartner.com.
Did you know you can ask us your questions?
Your questions are relational gold.
Go to whydoesmypartner.com to either write in or record your question for a future episode.
And here are some gratitudes. Thanks to Al Hoberman, our sound editor and podcast production magic maker.
Thanks to every one of you who has joined us for our workshops in the past. We've learned so much from all of you.
And thanks to everyone who's reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews help others to find the show.
Take care of each other best you can.
See you next time. We want to tell you more about our sponsor, Therapy Wisdom. Jules is one of their amazing educators, and you can also find teachers like Janina Fisher, Bessel van der Kolk, Deidre Fay, and Akilah Riley Richardson, plus a bunch of people you might not have heard of, but will definitely want to start following once you take their courses.
And because you listen to us, the Therapy Wisdom team is offering a secret code to give you free access to one of my 1 hour Wise Conversations. Use the code WDMP at checkout.
If you're a licensed therapist, coach, healer, or someone who's invested in doing the deep work of personal healing and want to learn about topics like neurobiology, supporting trauma healing, incorporating intersectionality and somatic work, then this is the place for you. Discover some of the most heart-led and quality courses available in a community of people who are invested in spiritual growth, equity, inclusion, and developing expert-level clinical skill.
Visit therapywisdom.com or click the link in the show notes and use the WDMP discount code. Thanks, Therapy Wisdom. We love you.